Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr here this week, reporting from Washington, D.C. All our reports brought to you by the North Dakota Ethanol Producers and North Dakota Corn Growers. And Thursday, after decades of failed attempts by U.S. negotiators, President Trump announced a historic trade deal with the United Kingdom that includes American ag products. Flanked by cabinet secretaries, the British ambassador, and on the phone with Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Trump stressed the importance of trading with the U.S.
We have the best in the world, best tractors, the best everything in the world, and they say that our agriculture is, you know, second to none.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins.
This is going to exponentially increase our beef exports. And to be very clear, American beef is the safest, the best quality, and the crown jewel of American agriculture for the world.
And it's not just U.S. beef that benefits.
Ethanol reducing of tariffs from 19 to zero, which for our row croppers is a huge deal, but also for beef. And as we move forward, I know our incredible trade team is looking at all of the meats, all of the produce, really all of our agriculture exports.
Rollins, who will be in the U.K. in the coming weeks, says she knows no industry is treated more unfairly in trade than agriculture. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on the scope of the deal made possible after Brexit in 2020.
We've opened up new market access. Ethanol, beef, machinery, all the agricultural products. They've agreed to open their markets, and that will add $5 billion of opportunity to American exporters.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent heading to Switzerland to meet with Chinese officials in a bid to break what's been the biggest standoff so far. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the new agreement is the first step in a much larger picture.
This is, in a sense, the beginning of the end of all of the things that the president has put out on tariffs since the beginning of his administration. A lot of it was meant to get countries to the table. The UK stepped up. They've agreed to lower some of their barriers for agriculture. They've agreed to a 13,000 metric ton tariff-free quota for beef. They've agreed to go to a zero tariff on ethanol.
Salmonson says the White House has been busy meeting with other countries as well.
I mean, there's a lot of countries that are in DC negotiating with the administration now. Vietnam has been here a lot. Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, Argentina, many other countries. And of course, we just had the news that a U.S. team led by the Treasury Secretary, Mr. Bessent, is going to Switzerland to start discussions with China.
He says this agreement demonstrates the administration is willing to negotiate in trade and tariff discussions. This is Inside Agriculture, taking a break for the morning markets.